The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway friend. In
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you. I'm sure you're going to be really interested in what's going to come your way any second now.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40-some-odd years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and intensely grateful owners, along with our wondrous son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have all the amazing supplements, all the combinations, the greatest prices, the greatest organic, the greatest freed of poison, and wonderful choices, protein, whatever, collagen, everything is there at Alive and Well. And let us never forget, and there's a, you've got to hear what's going on too, that will make you never forget, that the broth cafe at Alive and Well, which is a broad spectrum of all organic foods, organic choices, and an interaction with the local Maui organic farmers. And every single day, the magnificent produce is brought in from the local organic Maui farmers and at high concentration, squeezed in the beautiful juices, but a very high concentration. And remember, too, all those vegetables are used in a zillion different marvelous dishes, and they're organic from beginning to end. Whether your choice is vegan, whether your choice is vegetarian, whether your choice is non-vegetarian, it's all of those choices, the organic eggs, the organic wild fish, the wild fish, no chemicals, no poisons, organic chickens, organic meat, all of those things are there, and the vegan choices. What did you have to say, dear?
What do I have to say? It's vortex water.
Vortex.
Vortex water is the basis of the broth cafe. It's using the same water you can buy at the store. Bring your gallon jugs or 5-gallon jugs, whatever you have, whatever you want to put the water in, and fill up the purified, vital, vibrating, alive water.
That's right.
It hasn't been, like, you never get out of a faucet.
Okay? No, you never do. And it's free of all contaminants, loaded with oxygen, all the benefits that have been proven. And these are proven by experts, detoxification, cell availability, saving energy, strengthening our immune system. And boy, that goes back to 1938, what was just discovered. And the energizing, it's just all the different things about that.
Without it's H2, the toxins. Hydrogen, and oxygen. And it's energized, it's activated, it's twirled, it's swirled, it's just like it's coming down a mountain stream. Well, like cascading over a waterfall, actually, because it is that active.
And
all those molecules go right into your body.
And that's the only water that's used for anything, including whether you're having G's or juices, teeth,
whatever,
at the broth cafe. And you know, when you're speaking about the whirling and swirling of the magnificent molecules of the vortex water, this week there was a lot of whirling and swirling and then dancing and hysteria and joy of all ages. There was no, whatever the sex, whatever anything, background, whatever it is, they were dancing and singing and in utter joy. And really, and we were dancing in our hearts too, even if your feet weren't moving, Din. Remember why? Why we're dancing?
All my molecules were moving.
That's right. Pain power is back.
Oh pain power.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Pain power.
Hallelujah.
And what's amazing is the variety of situations with this magnificent formula that, thank God, came back in, and so many people were in utter joy and shared so many stories about what pain power has done. Can you talk about that?
Pain power is a concentration of curcumin and boswellia and natokinase and serratiopeptidase peptidase and half a dozen other enzymes, all of which interact beautifully together in what? Detoxing your body, reducing inflammation. You've heard us talk about inflammation ad nauseum on this show so many times. But inflammation, just for those who want to hear it one more time, chronic inflammation is the source, the beginning of all
illness,
with a capital A and a capital LL, all disease.
That's right.
All negative health scenarios emanate from a chronic ongoing inflammatory state in the cells of your body.
That's right, and the pain.
And that's fire.
Fire.
Inflammation. That's
right.
Light a match, that's fire. That's what's
going on.
And
we are in an inflamed nation too, aren't we, dear?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Absolutely. Go ahead.
But it affects, how can it affect my brain? How does inflammation affect my brain? My golly, the same way it affects every molecule in your body, elsewhere. And pain power isn't just for pain. Pain power, really, we should call it the pain fire department. Power fire department, because it puts out the fires, wherever they are in your body. In your eyes, in your brains, in your muscles, in your heart, in your liver, wherever
bones,
it is,
wherever
your
it
knee,
to
your
be.
Hand, your fingers,
that's
whatever
right.
it might be.
That's right.
Pain emanates from excessive inflammation. And
inflammation causes destruction. The inflammation causes destruction.
Does it ever.
Just like in a war. The flaming and the fire and the weapons blowing up all the different structures. And these are the nutrients that have been proven. And what's wonderful also too, especially if you have an allergic background as I do, coming into the world like that, and free of any allergens, no pollutants whatsoever, completely vegan, it's all the fabulous things that are right there, certified, absolutely. And the active form of curcumin, and it's the Boswellia, when you mention that, a lot of people, that's the ancient Mother Mary, the frankincense, what was used for thousands of years to stop pain and inflammation with zero side effects. This has an ancient background. And the systemic enzymes that you mentioned eat up those inflammatory compounds.
Just
magnificent.
Phenomenal. And I didn't list all of them because I can't pronounce most of the names.
What?
Yes.
Don't tell me that.
Well,
you
can't.
Always are the big pronouncer.
I know, but
okay.
my tongue gets in the way often.
Yeah, that's right. So to give you the excuse about Fred Astaire and all of that, why you don't get the feet moving, Dan.
Right.
This time, pain power was enough motivation to get those feet moving up and down the streets as everybody else was showing us.
For sure.
And
you
loads
mentioned,
of testimonies.
You mentioned inflammation from wars and things.
Yes.
A customer gave me this illustration, this example. He said, I was watching television, and there was a thing on the war in Ukraine. And there's, as you know, you may not know, Russians are killing civilians at a greater rate than they are the army to army, yes, but the Russians are making a determined effort to obliterate the civilian population by rocketing and bombing big apartment buildings and private homes and things of this sort. And here's a story, here's the pictures of this big apartment building, flames coming out of every window and doorway, cremating everybody in the building. And the guy says, that is inflammation. That's what's happening with every molecule in my body. Everything is on fire. That's why I can't move my elbow or my shoulder. That's why I have this problem. Because the fire is destroying
this
connective tissue, destroying the very basis of metabolism, the enzyme interactions between cells.
Mm-hmm.
Inflamed, they don't do what they're supposed to be doing.
Right. And thank God for it, because, you know, I've been through it too many times. So many people say the same thing, but regardless of age, regardless of condition, an autoimmune disease that I had, that the family had, and they were all crippled, I was about to be, and to spare you from hearing it again, it was the pain power that they said, you're never going to be in a wheelchair, the most you can do is walk with a walker, but we have to give you knee transplants. And later it was my daughter had the same thing, hip transplants. She got her career back. I got my life back. I can dance across the room. I'll outdance you, okay?
Anytime.
I'll outdance Dennis anyway. I mean, that's no competition. But you want to compete with me, you come in there. I'm still going to do. But, you know, just could you do me a favor, though? If we're going to do the Lindy and all of those other dances, could you put on, some of the favorite, Elvis Presley and things like that.
Elvis danced the Lindy.
No, but, we used to call him Elvis the Pelvis, but that's another story. He was called that. But again, it was movement, You could move, you could dance, you could do other things, and pain power gave that back to me. And as so many others. This is very important news I'm going to be sharing with you. Did I know this was going to be? No, I didn't know this was going to be. We just happened to turn on the TV. This is this week, and there was a big news out there. And this was their news exactly as they wrote it, and then they expounded on it. Toxic weed killer, that's what they said. Toxic weed killer Roundup is found in the majority of all urine samples taken in the United States. That means in hospitals, at doctor's offices, for any circumstances, the toxic weed killer Roundup found in the majority of all urine samples in the United States. And then they went on to say that this poisonous chemical that has been linked to cancer and every kind of illness, this poisonous chemical is in billions. It's tons of it sprayed on all of the crops. They mentioned corn
every
and soy
year.
And vegetables, all the
year.
Different things, spraying mountains of this, and it's in people's urine.
That's right.
Is there any, can there be any lack of understanding why we are so fanatic about organic? It has to be that. Don't put the salad in your face if it's not organic. Don't drink the juice if it isn't. The vegetable juices if they're not organic. Don't take those foods if they're not organic. You know, it's just amazing because all kinds of situations. And you know what? I appreciate this medical doctor, Dr. Russell Blaylock, because he gave this report here in his book on the terrible things that happened to the liver. It was his liver cure book. And he says here, 3 million severe pesticide poisonings and 220,000 deaths have been reported worldwide each year. And he talks about pesticide poisoning. Can you read that whole last paragraph, Mr. Jones? All right?
This is a word for word, folks, verbatim. In 2020, some 385 million cases of poisonings by pesticides occurred among farmers alone. Just the farmers.
Just the farmers.
Okay. With 11,000 farmers dying due to the exposure of these pesticides. This equates to 44% of all farmers in the world. In the year 2012, approximately 193,000 people died from unintentional poisoning. A great deal of this toxic exposure comes from Roundup, the weed killer.
The doctor says he's reporting this. Go ahead.
The main ingredient in Roundup is glyphosate, which is now being detected in most foods, water supplies, soft drinks, and even vaccines. I'm pausing to let this information let the information soak in. Okay?
I can barely breathe.
Let me go. Even the vaccines.
That's right.
Even the medicines.
Right.
Everything. Okay. It's supposed to be pure. Well, Roundup itself is considered to be 125 times more toxic than glyphosate and is the most toxic agricultural and domestically used chemical agent. And if you go to any hardware store, you go to any Home Depot or wherever you're going to go to get garden supplies, what do they have on display?
You bet.
Mountains and mountains of containers of Roundup for
That's
your
right.
garden use.
That's right.
Not enough that you're getting your liver's being poisoned by this by every bite of food you eat. You're supposed to put it on your garden now to control the weeds.
Right.
Well, when I was a kid, many years ago,
uh-huh.
we controlled weeds by pulling them.
Right.
You pull the weeds. It's very, very cumbersome to be a farmer and do that, of course. But Roundup is killing thousands of people a year. And the government lets it go on day after day, year after year.
And you know, you reminded me about the simple solutions. I'm not saying to have to do this today, just eat organically. But I'm just saying that wasn't so prevalent. Well, I was pregnant at the time you were traveling in a show you were in. And my mom was taking care of me in the beautiful home where I grew up, you know. Mm-hmm. And she said everything. She grew everything organically, but she had this huge garden. She was a master grower of all the vegetables. But there were bugs and aphids would be drinking the goodies out of that. And then we read.
Well, she noticed that because all the leafy vegetables were wilting.
And they were turning white.
Yeah, they were dying.
Was coming out of them.
Uh-huh.
They were sucked
chlorophyll
out of it. And then in a local magazine at the time that was talking about natural
organic
solutions.
Organic gardening.
Yes, and it was actually in the Rodale book at the time. Okay, and you know the it said if you squash up garlic. And you dilute it in water, those bugs can't stand it.
It's spray good. It on the crops.
That's exactly right.
And we watched as she did that.
Yes.
And within
minutes.
Seconds
yes.
or minutes, okay, there was, you've seen killer ants on the prowl.
Battalions. Right. Go ahead.
Just lines of them. You think it's an army of ants walking across the jungles of the Amazon. Well, there were armies of aphids.
That's right.
Making the escape route as fast as possible.
That's
out
right.
of that garden.
Right. That, you know, and this is a natural solution to this to any kind of thing. And she did that. Everything flourished. She had even given. She grew so many different vegetables to give me organic and everybody else. But then even the neighbors, she would give buckets of string beans and all kinds of different vegetables and greens.
Yeah.
And I live with that. And my mom also booted me out of the house and said, we're taking walks. We're doing the walks. We're eating the organic vegetables and the organic foods. It was just wonderful. It always brings that back to my mind. But simple, natural, wonderful solutions. Is it any wonder that we are, that Dennis and I, our son Darren, the family, all of this are absolute fanatic organics and have been for many years? And this is a reinforcement of everything we believe and why it's so important for you. That's why we do what we do at Alive and Well. That's why we have that broth cafe, committed to that organically, right?
Right.
You know, another great celebration, Den, and here's a big news to back that up, and that is the wonderful super pure omega-3 that we have.
Mm-hmm.
The
finally
high potency.
Finally
came in. Super high potency with the EPA and the DHA, both those essential fatty acids for the so many different things. We've talked about it endlessly for the heart, the Harvard doctors, all of that. But also making up those two fatty acids make up about 60-70% of your brain.
There you go.
And your eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were pushed to, the one thing we knew in those years is take the fish oils, the purest fish oils you can get when you're pregnant, because it's the baby's eyes and brain and heart. Come on.
It's also yours.
That's right. Exactly true. Right. Heart of my heart. I love that melody. Why don't you sing it for me, Dan?
Of course. Heart of my heart.
I love that melody. It's my favorite. Heart of my heart. Brings back the memories. Remember when we were kids on the corner of the street. We were rough and ready guys, but oh, how we could harmonize. Heart of my heart, man, friends were dearer than eggs were cheaper. It's too bad we had to part. I know a tear would glisten if once more I could listen to that gang that sang Heart of My Heart. Heart of My Heart. And that was an improvisation. We hadn't even rehearsed that.
That's real theater.
Right,
baby.
You betcha. Real. Well, here's real theater too, and this is top news. Woo, that was fun, Den. I love it. This is top news. You got to hear this. The study finds that the DHA from fish oil, listen to this, cuts Alzheimer's risk in half in the elderly cohort.
Get this?
Did we hear this? The study finds that higher DHA from fish oil cuts the Alzheimer's risk in half in the elderly cohort, meaning that a big study, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This large study found that higher levels of this fatty acid DHA lower the overall risk of developing Alzheimer's disease, which the authors say, that's the doctors, would help save billions of dollars in healthcare costs. The new research was the work of researchers based in Spain and also in the United States. It was published in the prominent journal Nutrients. I'm going to give this to you in a second, Dan. The research used data gathered from the Framingham off and offspring cohort. That's a whole lot of stuff over here.
The Framingham study has been going on for years about heart disease and in every aspect of ill health, but primarily heart disease and brain degeneration.
Exactly. And I want you to read this and then hand it to me, okay? Read that bottom couple paragraphs.
Well, you pointed to one thing, and you say bottom.
I said the bottom. Okay, right here. You gotcha.
Here we go, folks. Of the more than 5,000 initial participants in the offspring enrollment, the data from 1,490 subjects who were older than 65 and free of dementia was included in the present study. They included having the APOE4 gene, which heightens the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease, as an additional data point in the study. The study tested the blood of the subjects from their periodic visits as part of the program. The blood was analyzed for its omega-3 content in red blood cell tissue. The cohort was divided into quintiles based on that measure. The subject's cognitive performance was assessed using the mini mental state examination, which is a standard tool for cognitive testing.
Wow, isn't that incredible?
And those people on the omega-3, the super pure omega-3.
That's right.
The high DHA, along with the EPA,
right,
for the heart and the circulation, the DHA for the brain, the central nervous system.
Right, and the doctors and researchers, they give a summary statement. They concluded, our results, which concur with a growing research foundation, show that an increased DHA intake is a safe and cost-effective strategy in preventing Alzheimer's disease in specific populations, they said. And that was done right here and reported in 2022. Red blood cell THA is inversely, that means it lowers, associated with risk of incident Alzheimer's disease and all-cause dementia.
There you go.
Not just Alzheimer's, but all-cause dementia.
Is it any wonder, honey, why the drug cartel says fish oil, schmish oil. Yeah. You want to take it, okay, go take it, but it's not going to do anything.
That's a lie.
But they have a product to sell. That's the whole name of the pharmaceutical
toxic
industry.
Toxic drugs, it isn't murderous health. Drugs.
It isn't health, it's sales.
That's right, sales, off the charts. Guess what, Dan?
What, Dennis?
We have to tell our dear friends, this is another huge report, again, about the purest fish oil. You got to hear this, okay? You know how... But let's do a preface. This is a thing, you know how they do the thing of blood pressure medications and the terrible side effects
Indeed.
And all that they do? This is a thing here for lowering blood pressure. Listen to this review. I'll start and hand it to you. And here it is. Review proposes best omega-3 dose for blood pressure. And this is medical review. A daily pure fish oil omega-3 dose of between 2 and 3 grams per day has the most potential to lower blood pressure, according to a review of 71 medical studies. Are we hearing this? A review of 71 medical studies. And here it says, this meta-analysis, that means of all those studies,
it's
all those
It's an analysis
years,
of many studies.
Published this month, listen, friends, in the Journal of the American Heart Association, the top medical journal, good grief, found even higher doses above 3 grams of DHA and EPA, omega-3 fish oils, yield greater blood pressure-lowering benefits, especially among hypertensive, hyperlipidemic, in other words, high blood fats, high blood pressure, and older populations. And here's the medical researchers saying, this research helps to improve our understanding of the significant effects of omega-3 fatty acids on blood pressure reduction, the University of Science and Technology-based researchers wrote. DHA EPA dose and blood pressure reduction in many subgroups, they say, would help reform preventive strategies for reducing cardiovascular risks in the general adult population. And I'm going to give it to you in a second.
Well, let me say something here.
Yeah.
They're talking about the dosages.
Yes.
Read those numbers again, the dosages.
2 to 3 grams per day.
Okay,
the most
stop
potential.
Right there.
Right.
2 to 3,000 milligrams.
That's what they said, 3 grams of DHA EPA. That's right.
Of DHA EPA.
That's right.
All right. That's the major point. Because all fish oil products that I've ever seen, except in our place, say 1,000 milligrams fish oil, 1,000 milligrams per capsule. 1,000 milligrams of oil, folks, not 1,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA combined.
Right, right.
That's the difference.
That's right.
Well, 1,000 milligram capsule has 1,000 milligrams of content of oil. In that oil should be a very high concentration of EPA and DHA. Well, that's what you're getting when you get super omega-3 at Alive and Well. The
right.
proper dosages, the proper milligrammage of EPA and DHA in each capsule, okay?
And that's it. Their summary, the European Union, they call this the European Union.
And it's also molecularly distilled.
That's right. Tell us about that.
Molecular distillation is a purifying process. So who wants to eat polluted oil, polluted anything, right? But in distilling the oil, they don't boil the oil to get like you would water to distill it. It's a vacuum process of distillation. So there's no heat, major heat involved. But it's a matter of distillation to remove all the debris, all the foreign matter. So all that you're going to end up with is pure, 100% pure EPA and DHA in a fish oil base.
That's right. And they said just what you said, the European Food Safety Authority panel, all of that in the European Union, their quote was, the high doses of EPA and DHA, not oil, the two active ingredients, they say, 3 grams per day of the EPA and DHA.
That's it.
Just like you said.
And that's
right? Now, and they say
separate from this, remember the doctor who was the holistic physician who said years ago, when you get 3 grams of EPA, DHA per day, you provide your brain a perfect lube job. And your eyes, and your heart, and
right.
your entire vascular system.
Absolutely.
Reducing
absolutely.
Inflammation, dilating, opening up capillaries and arteries, which have been squeezed shut with tension and with other foreign matter. Opening them up and improving circulation throughout every cell in your body.
Right.
But especially the brain, the eyes, the heart.
That's exactly right. And the head, I think it was the head of the Cleveland Clinic, but this big-time cardiologist, et cetera, and so forth, came on TV, and he was saying, the number one thing I take every single day, he says, because I'm 50. He's a kid next to me.
Kid.
He said, I'm 50. And he said, at 50, he says, the brain is a fat. It's made up of 2 fatty acids. And he says, and at 50, the brain starts shrinking. I'm taking my pure fish oils every single day to keep my brain fat like it's supposed to be.
And it's supposed to be 60% fat.
That's
60%
right.
fat. So don't go on a fat-free diet, folks.
Okay.
You
and then
need the fats for your brain.
The good, healthy.
The healthy fats.
And they did a summary here of this review that we were talking about. And they said DHA and EPA dose and blood pressure reduction in many groups would help reform preventive strategies for reducing cardiovascular risks in the general adult population. They went on to say that these findings tally with the European Union authorized claim that has since 2009 linked high doses, they said, of DHA and EPA with, quote, maintenance of normal blood pressure.
There you go.
How much more information do you need?
That pretty well sums it up, baby.
That pretty well sums it up, absolutely.
It helps, and it does this. By reducing, again, the inflammation of your arteries and capillaries and every cell in your body, that reduces the stress, the tension, the constriction of those arteries and blood passageways. Reducing the constriction lets them dilate and the way that they're supposed to dilate. So your nitric oxide production can be effective in keeping the dilation and the open quality of the vascular system so blood can flow more freely. It can, and the oxygen and the nutrients can get where it's supposed to get.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, remember, I always say, I guess I do, I get repetitive.
No, you don't.
Take more fish oils. Oh,
not
God.
You. Repetition.
I've got to just take more.
Get out.
Oh, my. So the thing is, but again, what is the area of tremendous ignorance in my brain and life?
I've been trying to tell you this for years, but you always get upset on it.
Yeah, you areas of ignorance are, you still think you're going to get Dennis to dance. Beside that, areas of ignorance of my brain is I'm very sports ignorant, except that I grew up, you know, in Brooklyn, and the Brooklyn Dodgers were everything to us. Even as little kids, you know, there we were, and you know, in Flatbush,
Brooklyn. Well, you
Brooklyn,
were a little Dodger yourself.
We were just, we all watched, we went everywhere to see, we could ever see the Brooklyn Dodgers. That was always our dream, to always see them. That was, like, that was the big sports time for me. But other than that, I don't understand a lot about sports. I know you love them, of course you do, our son, et cetera. But the point is, the one thing that is so clear about sports that you keep telling me is this: remember the support players. It's not only about one player. As brilliant as the one player is, as amazing, there's also support players. Well, here's a support player right now, okay? And here's big news on the European Pharma reporting on that. Vitamin D3 delivers for cognitive health, okay? And this was a randomized controlled trial, the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease 2020. And can you read this here about how vitamin D3 delivers for cognitive health?
D is one of my favorites.
Yeah, D's a favorite. Yeah. See,
well,
that's the player out there with the star one, okay?
Okay, folks, verbatim.
Verbatim.
It has been estimated that at least half of the world's population is deficient in vitamin D3. The result, can you hear that?
Yes.
Half the world's population.
That's right.
It's 80% of the American population has been deemed to be deficient in vitamin D3.
Right.
But half the world as well. The result can be lowered immune resistance, increased risk of bone fracture, and cognitive decline. This clinical study found that individuals 65 and older supplementing with vitamin D3 significantly improved scores in a variety of tests, including full-scale intelligence quotient, a test of complete intelligence,
Ooh.
Verbal short-term memory,
Ooh.
Vocabulary.
Like, what did I say? What did I say a minute ago? Wait, was I just talking to you? Oh, did I just do?
Who
what did
you?
I do? Verbal short-term memory. Verbal short-term. And I take the 10,000 unit a day. I wouldn't be without that.
And a girl.
Go ahead.
And the short-term memory, vocabulary, block design, matching color patterns, printed on blocks. And picture arrangement scores, which is creating a rational narrative by rearranging random comic-like panels so they present a proper story. One of the reasons that vitamin D3 was so effective is that it reduced the damage to telomeres, the protective caps at the end of our chromosomes.
It's your favorite explanation, and that's the truth. The telomeres, sources of energy and life to the brain and every part of the body.
Think of telomeres as being similar to the caps at the end of the shoelaces, which prevents the shoelace from unraveling. In a similar way, telomeres prevent damage and unraveling of the DNA and stop that strand of critical cellular information from unraveling at the same time.
So I have a question for you.
What's that?
So since it says there, dear, about how it helps all the verbal and language abilities and everything else, I consider myself the Shakespeare, expert of the world. I can still remember
William's ghost is hovering. He's shaking.
He's waving at me because he knows I can quote him from beginning to end, beside the fact that I understudied all these stars at the American Shakespeare Festival.
But he says, I'm the guy who wrote it.
Yeah.
You're what, an actor?
But I can quote all the lines.
You are what, an actor?
That's right, an
what
actor. I can heaven. Also, I the verbal
but you're not
efficacy.
A writer.
But the verbal efficacy, right?
Okay.
The verbal sharpness that does. Are they all going to be able to quote Willie that way if they all take the D3?
Not like you do, honey.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate
very
that
good
a lot.
Job.
That was very nice of you to say that about me. Okay, babe.
Telomere damage has been linked to many conditions we associate with aging, including heart disease and type 2 diabetes, and cancer, and chronic pain, and memory loss, and cognitive issues. This study shows that vitamin D3 supplementation is a simple addition to anybody's daily regimen, can dramatically improve the health and abilities of the mind, as well as the heart and the bones and the muscles in your body.
And the immune system.
We
have endless articles about
it. Do you ever talk about natural killer cells?
Yeah.
Do you? Vitamin D3 and natural killer
cells?
Yeah,
and we have articles about how that's plays a major role in fighting off COVID. Okay?
But killer cells are actually killer cells.
That's right. That's your army.
They kill virus
NK
and bacteria
are
and
your
yeast
army.
And fungus and mold.
That's right. And the Japanese doctors kind of impressed on that many, many years ago, that when you increase the force of your natural killer cells, that's your army. You fight cancer, they were focusing
everything.
On that. And every kind of thing. That's
every
right.
Disease.
That's right. And speaking of which, we got another major one going.
All right.
We
got
to do that. You know, it's hard to get all the facts, but here they are. You know, one of the main ingredients in Pain Power and was designed to be the most effective, and it was the curcumin piperine supplementation. It was the black pepper extract that made the curcumin so much more effective.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way.
Absorption.
An absorption. And here is more top news. It's July 2022, and this is big medical news here, okay? Curcumin piperine supplementation significantly reduces weakness in COVID-19 patients.
Because it's better absorbed. The curcumin is then better absorbed. The piperine is a major, major absorptive agent. Okay?
That's right. And here the findings were highlighted in the RCT, okay? RCT titled, the efficacy, that means the effectability, of curcumin piperine supplementation on clinical symptoms, duration, severity, and inflammatory factors in COVID-19 outpatients. A randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial published in the British medical journal Biomed Central. Curcumin supplementation was shown to modulate inflammatory response and reduce respiratory distress.
For sure.
Curcumin would bind to SARS-CoV-2 proteins and can have potential antiviral effects. Do you see the last two paragraphs here?
I do indeed.
Then read the last two paragraphs.
This proven anti-inflammatory activity of curcumin could prevent cytokine storms. Should we talk a minute about cytokine
storm? Yes, remember how all that thing with the news that the cytokine storm, this inflammatory attack, destroyed the lung, the alveoli in the lungs, and causes the death in COVID-19?
Exactly. There are good cytokines and not so good cytokines, positive and negative. And cytokines create inflammation, always. That's their job. But with a severe infection, you've heard of cytokine storm. Excessive amounts of cytokines are rallied to defend you from the infection, whatever it might be. But the cytokine storm creates an excess buildup of mucus in the lungs. So the geniuses said, well, they have a lot of mucus in their lungs, so let's put them on a respirator. Well, the respirator is a mechanical device which pumps air into the lungs. And pumping air into the lungs that are full of mucus pushes the mucus deeper and deeper into the lungs. And guess what? The patient dies. And they were killing thousands of people with respirators who had plugged up lungs to begin with. But cytokines are reduced beautifully by using other nutrients. And let me go further with this article. Cytokine storm. And the molecule may also be effective in alleviating the coagulation abnormalities observed in COVID-19 patients. That's curcumin they're talking about. Furthermore, curcumin's immunomodulatory antimicrobial, antiviral properties and beneficial effects of curcumin on pneumonia are evidenced, said the researchers. Hence, this RCT aimed to evaluate the effect of curcumin piperine co-supplementation on clinical symptoms, on duration, on severity, and on the inflammatory factors in outpatients with COVID-19.
Now, isn't that amazing? Isn't that fantastic? And here's the thing. Thank God for that. The combination of that bipiperine, that black pepper extract, to make, which was proven to make the curcumin hundreds and hundreds of times more effective.
That's
and
right.
That's in the pain power.
Oh, yes.
And we're not just, obviously here, just as you're eating here, not just effective for reducing inflammation in the knees and the joints and everything else, but what about, there it is, inflammation in the lungs and saving lives. That's a critical aspect that can't be ignored and must be, we must pay attention to that.
And one little bon mot.
Bon mot. Good, that's French. That's French. That means good
that.
Word.
I knew that.
I know, but many of our friends may not know it. Bon mot. They don't know what you're saying, bon mot. Gary thought you were just doing something and messing up the mic.
I was going to do a Bing Crosby impersonation.
I wish you would once in a while. Okay. Even Bing Crosby was willing to dance, which you are not, but that's another topic. Bon mot. I'm also a French expert here.
Let's go.
Yeah, mother is a French expert. Good word. So give me the bon mot.
I forgot what it was now.
Aha! Take a little bit more of this, dear.
Oh, here it is.
Here it is.
Here's the bon mot. Cerebral mot, okay?
Mot, that's right.
Is that Pain Power has been on the market for over 10 years. Pain Power has the piperine from day one. Pain Power had the enzymes from day one.
Yes.
All of which do what? Reduce inflammation. Reduce inflammation. Reduce the capability of pathogens from entering any kind of a major onslaught into your immune system.
And you know, they make this point here about the recovery from weakness and exhaustion in COVID-19. That's another whole thing. And they still say that, this is the doctor saying, the most significant outcome was that 83.3% of patients in the curcumin group and only 38% in the placebo recovered from the weakness.
Okay.
More than double recovered. This improvement was significantly greater in the curcumin group than in the placebo. Recent studies also showed most clinical symptoms like muscle fatigue, cough, and chills from COVID and other illnesses like that were significantly reduced. All right? And the study demonstrated a significant reduction in weakness and tiredness in patients supplemented with this form of curcumin. Immense benefits when facing long COVID-19. Excessive tiredness has been a major complaint, say the physicians, by COVID-19 patients, and can remain for a long time, causing disability, poor quality of life, pain, memory impairment, sleep abnormalities. Currently, no medication supports fatigue and tiredness observed in COVID-19 patients. In conclusion, they say, the study showed that curcumin piperine supplementation in COVID-19 outpatients would significantly reduce weakness, they said.
Okay, now several people have said, and quite a few people, herbalists, people into herbology, say, well, I get my curcumin from turmeric. Okay, I take turmeric, I don't take curcumin. Well, folks, curcumin is derived from turmeric, so they're on the right path. However, curcumin is 2,000% more concentrated than any turmeric product. 2,000%.
That's
20
right.
times. 20 times more effective than taking turmeric by itself. Because the curcumin is lots and lots of turmeric used to extract the curcumin from the turmeric. It's then concentrated, like in Pain Power, to be 2,000% more effective than the turmeric itself.
Absolutely. And isn't that wonderful? And, you know, you think about nutrients and the great wisdom, celestial wisdom of these wonderful plants. And here's another big report, again, European. Astaxanthin helps patients recover from heart failure. Another great nutrient.
Yeah.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, heart disease, number one killer in the U.S., claiming a life every 36 seconds. For those who do survive heart failure, oxidative stress is a major problem, they say. While we tend to hear the term antioxidant so often that the worm's word seems to fall into the background, the truth is we need strong antioxidants, say the experts. Quote, This pilot study shows that astaxanthin is one of them. And they explain that astaxanthin is a uniquely structured carotenoid in the same family as beta-carotene and lutein. And it is found in the in wild fish sources. The one of the richest sources is the form of green microalgae. We have the organic astaxanthin, green microalgae. Mm-hmm. In this clinical trial, patients with left ventricle systolic dysfunction, that's a heart effect.
Of course, yeah.
Showed improved heart muscle contractions and exercise tolerability after just a short time of astaxanthin supplementation. It also reduced markers of oxidative stress, indicating its actions in protecting the entire cardiovascular system. And they summarize and say it is also a strong anti-inflammatory and valuable to heart patients who are susceptible to inflammatory disease.
And combine that with the super pure omega-3 fish oils and with the remarkable, which we're out of at the present time, but it'll be here probably by Thursday or so of next week, Friday, the cardio-Q10, which is the most unique form of coenzyme Q10 in the world. It is phenomenal in its purity, its function, and its success in reducing symptoms of so many symptoms, but primarily of regenerating the heart and the brain and the liver and the vital organs of your body. It's phenomenal stuff.
Yes, and you know, there's a lot of supportive things that you've said, dear. And I know that my mother, even though she came from a family of, and she had three siblings, and all of them lived to 96, and she unfortunately, so many years ago, took a Premarin and got glioblastoma. Beside a stroke, she got glioblastoma. It was a brain cancer, and it killed her. Mm-hmm. But here's a big report on the success of the ketogenic diet for cancer in fatal glioblastoma.
Wonderful. Let's hear it.
This is so important. Keto, which as you talk about all the time, as the study notes, successful treatment of glioblastoma is futile despite decades of intense research. Glioblastoma is similar to most other malignant cancer in that it needs glucose, sugar, for growth. Ketogenic metabolic therapy is a nutritional intervention for cancer management, and a high number of profile cases have clearly illustrated the deadly progression of glioblastoma. Published in the journal Frontiers in Nutrition, the report evaluated the use of ketogenic diet for cancer or ketogenic metabolic therapy. And this is one more paragraph. I'm going to give it to you in a minute. Ketogenic therapy is a non-toxic nutritional approach, complementary. It's low carbohydrate, high good fats to manage a range of cancers, including glioblastoma. And here they have Dr. Nasha Waters putting a metabolic approach to cancer. It's a ketogenic diet is emerging as a great beneficial for neurological conditions such as epilepsy, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and even cancer, including brain cancer. Could you please read the summary about the glioblastoma over here?
And the reason it's so effective, the keto diet is so effective, because it is sugar-free.
That's right.
Sugar feeds cancer. Cancer can't live, can't grow without sugar. And flour products turn to sugar. And any sugar you eat is sugar. And that feeds the very progress of cancer.
But the good fats have the opposite effect, absolutely, which is what they stress. Can you read that thing about glio?
Glioblastoma. Glioblastoma kills about 15,000 people each year and remains largely unmanageable. While the standard of care has shifted to new immunotherapies, the median survival time of 11 to 15 months for glioblastoma has not improved significantly for more than 100 years, according to the co-authors. The current standard of care for glioblastoma involves surgical resection, radiation, chemotherapy, which have been shown in studies to result in significant toxicity. There it is.
And there it is, but it's excellent to see that they're having success in using the diet that hasn't got the sugars.
That's right.
But it's just like you have said endlessly, we have both, but you've made such a stress on that, and I'm glad you have, about the good fats, the proteins, the organic vegetables, and staying away from the foods. And remember, as far back as when we opened the first health food store in the five towns in Long Island. We were the first in 1969, right?
Right.
And we were number one. And up there in our window was the big medical doctor and physicist discovery that they couldn't stop talking about, and they printed it up, and we had it up there in our little window, and it said right on it that the doctors had discovered with all these studies that the number one food that within 10 minutes that feeds cancer cells, number one food, and they said all the other toxic cells too, but cancer was what they were focusing on, within 10 minutes is all foods that convert to sugar and sugar itself. And they said not only that within 10 minutes of ingestion does it feed all the cancer cells, the army coming at you, you know, with the bullets and the grenades, but it also paralyzes your natural killer cells.
That's right.
That's your army. They're paralyzed in the trenches while the enemy is coming at you with the guns and grenades. And they said, we have to stop that. We have to also realize that a lot of words, carbohydrate means connected sugar molecules. May not look like sugar, the mask in disguise, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. but convert to sugar, okay? Convert to sugar.
That's it. If you have bread in your house, do one thing. Before you throw it out, take one bite of bread and without butter and chew it. And first it tastes rather bleh, nothing, no real flavor, but suddenly you start to taste a hint of sweetness. The more you chew it, the more sweetness you derive from it.
That's right.
Why? Okay. Saliva is an enzyme as well as a lubricant. And saliva is converting those carbs, those starches, into sugars.
That's right. Sugar's the killer.
So the keto diet says, don't eat the bread. No. Don't eat the pasta, bagels, cereals, grains,
no,
granolas,
muffins,
crackers, cookies,
chips, and doodahs. But you can give
you great substitutes for that. All right. And don't eat sugar. And don't drink fruit juice. Eat the fruit. Right. But the juice is so high in sugar, it becomes detrimental to your health.
That's right. And remember, I'm a big passion of the organic, which we have every single day, of the organic and intensive green juices. And always have been. There's a whole lot of background on that. There's a whole lot of background on everything we're willing to share with you. Remember, and especially now when with this tremendous awareness of what pesticides can do, come to Alive and Well, come to the Broth Cafe, call us at 877-4950. We'll have everything ready for you. It's also a beautiful sit-in. We have gorgeous marble bar there, beautiful, you know, still, you can sit in, you can eat and enjoy whatever you like.
And if you want to have a consultation with Mona or with me, call ahead, make it a day and time of day you'd like to have the appointment. Come in and sit down in a very comfortable setting, private. We can talk together right there, and we can discuss what your health challenge might be. We're not doctors, and we don't play doctor, but we give you information.
That's right.
Information like we're giving you in this show every
week.
That's
right, and there's no charge, but it is. We've had this experience. Sometimes you can feel, oh, I want to talk to Dennis right now. I want to talk to Mark. Well, they're in a consultation. Mm-hmm. The thing is, make the appointment, 877-4950. No charge, beautiful place, but wonderful thing to be there. And remember, too, Alive and Well has a zillion services for you. We can mail and ship to your loved ones. I can't get there. I have certain problems and I live on the other side of the island. Fine, we'll mail it out.
Absolutely. We mail to Maui, next to all the islands.
Okay. Terrific, and it'll be there in no time for you or wherever you happen to go. Any one of our zillion services, and you can also get any of the things at the Broth Cafe, which you'll never remember. It's organic. Be a fanatic organic. That's your assignment, and right now that's reinforced.
And you can go to your app and go to Alive and Well, the broth at Alive and Well, and the whole menu, and break the order, do it all right there. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.